When you really think about it, there are two things that you need to consider when it comes to phone objections. Now, the first part is the part that nobody ever thinks about, nobody ever talks about, and it's all of the stuff that you should be doing and saying, and even how you're saying it, to lower the probability of getting an objection in the first place. So that's the first part, right? And we're going to call that part the avoidance part. The second part is where everybody, like, we talk about this. There's no shortage of content. You have all kinds of sales trainers putting up all kinds of tips and ideas. And it's the part that deals with overcoming typical objections. But yet the average person is not prepared. The average person chooses to kind of quote unquote wing it. Now, I had an interesting experience a lot earlier in my sales career, and I have to tell you, it completely changed my sales results. I mean, we talk about like aha moments in sales and in life. This one was like, I mean, just the most incredible experience that I could relate to. So, and it didn't start off so incredible. I mean, it actually started off in a way that made me second guess my decision to go into a particular training program. So here we go. It was many, many years ago when your Uncle Paul had hair. And as Billy Joel once said, when I wore a younger man's clothes, I went into this training program for sales leadership, actually. And, you know, everybody talked about this guy, how incredible a sales trainer he was, and how I'm going to love this guy, and our personalities are the same, and all this kind of stuff. And this is long before I went into sales training. So I go into this program, I'm all excited. And you know, like how that saying, you had me at hello? Well, this guy kind of lost me at hello. And what he did was he came out, and he started off the class by asking a simple question. And the question was, do you guys have any idea how many moves a championship chess player has memorized? And that was the question. So I want to remind you, this was a sales leadership training program. So right away, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I didn't hear this guy correctly. You know, I mean, maybe I got like jet lag or something going on. So he repeats the question. He says, I'll say it again. He goes, I could see maybe you guys didn't like understand what I asked. He said, it's very simple. Does anyone have any idea how many moves the average championship chess player has memorized? And I remember at the time looking at my watch like immediately and saying, oh my God, we are like 45 seconds into like a 2-day or a 3-day training, whatever the hell it was. And I remember thinking, this is going to be like a really long training thing. And then he put it all together. And the number that he shared with us really isn't relevant, nor do I remember it, because that really wasn't the point that the guy was attempting to make at that point. So he said something like 30,000 moves an average, you know, like a championship chess player has memorized. And I remember thinking, man, this is great, man. So tonight at happy hour, I'm going to be the hitman. I'm going to have like interesting stuff to talk about. I can talk about, you know, how many chess moves a chess player has memorized, right? That's going to go over great at the bar. And then he brought it all together. And when he said, you know, the number, he then turned to us and said, does anyone have any idea the amount of moves that the average sales rep has memorized? Again, he asked, does anyone have any idea the amount of moves that the average sales professional has memorized? And then he like didn't even wait for an answer. He said, better yet, let's see for ourselves. So he turns to one of the sales managers in the room and says, let's assume that you call someone and you're looking to sell our services, and they say, thank you very much, I'm not interested, give me your response. The guy fired off a really good response, man. It was like a reflex. He did a great job. If you guys were listening, you'd say, wow, that guy did a damn good job. Well done, right? Gold star. And then this sales trainer said, Great. Now give me a different response to the same objection. The sales manager, you could see him visibly sweating. He was now caught off guard. He put together a response, but it just, I mean, the quality of that response was just nowhere near as good. I mean, he was really struggling through it, not so good. And then he said, okay, well, wait, let me make it easier for you. I'm no longer not interested. I just don't have the time to meet with you. Give me your response. And the guy struggled. And he went around the room, and it was similar results. Now, you guys have to know that anytime you have a group of salespeople together, we are not the easiest crowd in the world. And you had better have your shit together if you're going to train us. So we turned the tables and we said, all right, listen, smartass, how about we put you to the test? I mean, you know, like when was the last time you sold something, right? And this guy was great, man. He went along with it and, you know, he just sat down in the chair. I think he might have like cracked his neck just for like dramatic effect. And he was like, all right, man, bring it at me, right? I think like, but the saying wasn't out then. He might have said, come at me, bro. I don't know. He might have said something like that. And he was like, all right, hit me with it. And he said, before you hit me with it, he said, I guarantee you right now that any standard objection you throw at me, I'm going to raise the bar. I bet you I can give you at least 10 to 15 radically different and equally awesome responses to each one of the standard objections. So we were like, all right, let's do it. And somebody said, all right, smartass, you asked John over here, or you told John, not interested. So, not interested. And I swear to you, he probably went 15 really good responses. Then somebody then like interrupts him and says, all right, well, wait, you know, we're under contract. How do you respond to that? When he gave us a good 10 to 15 really good answers. And when he was giving the answers, it was really cool what he did. He even had them like in categories. He was like, well, I suppose if I wanted to answer this in a funny way, he gave us a funny answer. He goes, you know, the person at the other end of the phone, you know, I've tried to call you before. Yes, I remember you. You're into more facts and figures and numbers. So he gave us a more analytical answer. And it was really just incredible what he did. And I never forgot that point. And the point was, is that, yeah, and he even said it, by the way. He made it easy for us. I mean, he must have assumed we were a bunch of dumbasses in the room after the way we couldn't even go like two rounds and this guy went like, I mean, he did it all but like blindfold himself and get into like some like levitating moment up there. He was that freaking good. And the point is that we know it's inevitable that someone is going to throw a phone objection at us, right? I mean, I think we all agree on that. And we also know that there are standard ones. Not interested. I'm too busy to meet with you. I'm under contract. I'm all set. I have a vendor. Call me back next month. Send me your information. Those are like more like stalls right there. And we know that these are inevitable, and yet we choose to wing it. And the quality of that communication is shitty at best, really, when you think about it, because you really haven't thought it out. So the moral of that kind of long-winded story is that you really have to think it out and think about how you're going to respond to those objections and then challenge yourself to have a good 2 to 3 really good and radically different responses. And you're also doing that for your confidence. And by the way, can people hear your confidence on the phone? Can they sense when you're not confident, and can they sense when you might be floundering a bit? I think they can. And I think at that point they smell blood and you're done, right? It's like you've taken a bullet, but you didn't know to lay down and die at that point. Not to be really like nasty here, but seriously, that's what's happened. So when you have a good 2 to 3 responses, now it's a matter of how shall I respond as opposed to, wow, can I respond? Man, they kind of got me on the spot. Well, why would they have you on the spot when unless like it's your first second on like ever using a phone for sales? How in the hell would that put you on the spot? I mean, it's probably because you've chosen not to deal with it. So there are really 2 takeaways right now, and actually 3 takeaways. The first part is, what can you do to avoid getting the objection in the first place? What can you say? What can you do? And even how can you say your message in a way that would be like objection, create an objection resistant dialogue. The second part is when inevitably you get an objection. Sooner or later it's going to happen. Are you prepared for that? Have you thought about your standard objections and 2 to 3 radically different and equally awesome responses to that? And the third thing that I want you to think about, if this has you thinking and you want to get better at it, I would really, really urge you to come join us tomorrow, because we're going to be doing a webinar on this whole thing. We're going to be talking about both how to avoid getting these objections in the first place and overcoming objections. And we're going to be talking about this during the webinar tomorrow. Tomorrow is February 9th, by the way. We're going to be doing this at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And the name of the webinar, it's called How to Avoid and Overcome Phone Objections, right? That's appropriate, considering that's what I've been talking to you about, right? Now, to learn more and get all the particulars, because we're going to be sharing over 30 different ideas to help you, both on the avoiding part and the responding part. So to learn more, if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/objections, you can learn all about it. Now, for those of you who can't make it tomorrow, February 9th, or if you happen to hear this after February 9th and you're like, oh man, I missed this. Well, guess what? I got you covered. Sign up and you'll get the replay. So all you have to do in either case is visit yoursalesplaybook.com/objections. Let me say it again. yoursalesplaybook.com/objections. And by the way, that is plural. Objections. And I hope to see you then. And I look forward to learning with you either on February 9th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern or in the replay. Talk to you soon.